You meet up in the Heichel, you meet up the Mizbeach. The Tanya, we learned like this. Shulchan Betzofen. The Shulchan is on the north side of the Mizbeach, of the Heichel. Moshach min HaKoysel Shtoyamis. Away from the Tzofen wall, the north wall, two Amis in. Two Amis Umachza. U Menorah, the Menorah is on the opposite side, the Dorim on the south side. Meshulchan min HaKoysel Shtoyamis Umachza. It was also away from the south wall, 2.5 Amis. Mizbeach, where was the Mizbeach Apnim? Memutza the Oymed Biyamza. It was mamish right smack in the middle of the Heichel, in between the Shulchan and the Menorah. It was a little bit facing towards outside. Outside means towards like the Azara. So Mela, when the Kohen first came into the Heichel, the first thing he bumped into was the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach was a little bit outside than the Menorah. Not outside Heichel, just facing more towards the front. So therefore, first he met the Mizbeach. For the Gemara of Nukma V'Yadayim, how do you know to do this? Why didn't they put the Mizbeach Mamish straight smack in between the Menorah and the Shulchan? Have the Gemara Kivu Nechsiv, since the Pasuk says, V'yes HaMenorah, Noichach HaShulchan, that the Menorah should be opposite the Shulchan. In other words, Bina D'Chazi Yadodi, we need it that the Menorah should be seeing the Shulchan. Now, if the Mizbeach would be right smack in the middle, the Menorah cannot see the Shulchan. Therefore, the Mizbeach was a little bit in front, moved up a little bit. And then on the back, on the other side, the Shulchan and the Menorah was opposite one and the other. They could see one the other. Rashi says, V'chi ayel laheichol lemizbeach pagab resha. Kodim shegiya lemenorah. Sha mizbeach moshakab b'mizwachimah. The Mizbeach was a little bit more towards Mizwach. Why not? Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Lamed Gimel on the base. So let's come over and set a riot from Rosh Lakish. That then was Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Therefore, the Menorah, therefore, the first they did the Mizbeach, because they met the Mizbeach first. Yeah, that's what Mizbeach HaPnimi says, the Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi came Kodim Le'atobas Chomash Neris. Why did it come before? Because we met first the Mizbeach before you met the Menorah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Shema Mina Mide Rosh Lakish, we hear from Rosh Lakish that Ivurei Doro Atutfoso Osor. You're not allowed to, like, leave over. Dora means the tefillin show yad. You can't overlook the tefillin show yad to go to put on at fosom, to put on a tefillin show rosh. That's also. That's what Rashi learns. Because ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Because a person, before you get to the head, you get to your hands. So therefore, first you have to put on your tefillin show yad, and then you go to put on a tefillin show rosh. That's what Rashi learns. So Rashi, midrash lokesh yom ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Avurei dora tefoso liachat tefillin shebizroya. You can't like push off putting on a tefillin on your hand v'shvil tefillin sharosh in order to first put on a tefillin sharosh is also to abizroya pogatchilo because the person meets his hand first. Therefore, first you have to put on tefillin shoyad and then you put on tefillin sharosh. So Gemara says heichi yovid. How are you supposed to do it? Midora l'tefoso. From the Dora, from the Tefillin Shel Yad, then you go to Tefillin Shel Rosh. In other words, like we do. First you put on Tefillin Shel Yad, then you go to Tefillin Shel Rosh. Like Rashi says, Menazroya Yovi El Rosh. From your hands, then you go to your head. As you niach shebezroya tchilo, first put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, v'yachakach yiniach shel Rosh. And then you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So Tais doesn't like this pshat. But Tais says, Tais has kash v'kosha al l'prushin. T'mayirim mid Rosh Lakish, t'evlim mid yom per kaim akaim et rabam. The Gemara in Menachis dashes this from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ukshartem liyosal yodecho v'hoda v'hoy l'teitof es ben enecho." So it's an exeris akosiv that first you have to put on tefillin shoyad and then you put on tefillin shorosh. So how could Rashi learn this is what Rosh Lakish is telling us? Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. It's not this klal. Here it's exeris akosiv. Therefore, Tais learns pshat v'tvasha ben atam v'shem Rav Haigoin. The Iri Bishar Shechulut Tfilin. Somehow, when you take off your tefillin, Omanichin Batik, and you put your two tefillin away in the zekel, you put away in the bag that you put your tefillin. Shalayavir Oisen Shoyad, Vyitna Batik Tchilo. You should not first put the tefillin Shel Yad in the zekel. And then you put your tefillin shorosh on top of that. Why? Din kein, you have to be afraid. Tomorrow morning, when you come to put on your tefillin, you know what you're going to meet up first? You'll meet up with tefillin shorosh. And the locker is, you can't put on tefillin shorosh before you put on tefillin shoyad. So you're going to have to like overlook this tefillin shorosh to get to the tefillin shoyad, and you're not allowed to do that. Mishum de shoyad, yesh lo niach tchila, kid appreciates. Lofikach tzorach lo niach betik shorosh tchila, v'yachakach shoyad lamala. That's not locker like this. When you put your tefillin away, you have to make sure that first your tefillin shorosh goes inside, and the one more towards the outside should be the tefillin shoyad. G'day that tomorrow morning, when you go to take your tefillin, you'll meet up with the tefillin shoyad first. You put that on first, and then you put on shorosh. For Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Zaltais and Meforish, another pshat, also l'alocha, linyan mishmosharvi, about touching your tefillin. T'chai yivod l'mashmosh b'tefillin kol shor, k'abuchay me'mitzitz. V'ashto koma d'bisholyad me'mashmosh t'chila. When you go to touch your tefillin to kiss them, you're supposed to first put your hands on the tefillin shoyad, and then go to touch your tefillin shorosh. For the same reason, aim aviru in alamitzis. Because when your hand comes up, first it passes by the yad, and then it gets to the head. Mishum de poga babaresha. V'yachakach l'mashmash v'shal rush. So these two pshat were brought down l'alocha. More vayta. Now vayta, what did Abayi say? Another say there was, v'hatovas chomash neiros was koidil madam atomit. Heis the atovas of the chomash neiros fixing up, cleaning off the first five neiros came before the korban atomid, before the shchita and the zrikas adam. Then the dam atomid koydim le'atovish teneiros. It's in between they did the korban atomid the dam, and then they finished off the last two neiros for the menorah. For the more my timer, what's the svara? Why do we say that the first comes the chamishas hatovas chamish neiros, and then the dam atomid? Amar Abaye, ha'hu ba'boike ba'boike, the shnei gziri yetzim. Really, the Pasuk in Psalms says, by the Pashas of Shnei Gzir Yetzim, it says two times, it says the word Baboike Baboike. Really, we don't need it. Because we learned out before a different reason why the Shnei Gzir Yetzim comes before. Not because it says Baboike Baboike, but for other reasons. We said since the Hechsher, since it's a Hechsher for the Marocham, therefore the Shnei Gzir Yetzim comes before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPanimi. So without the Pasuk of Baboike Baboike, we know that the Shnei Gzir Yetzim comes before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPanimi. So the Torah really did not have to say Baboike Baboike. The Leitzricha, therefore, Shadin Ulhocha, let's put these two extra words, Baboike Baboike, to what it says about the Neiros. That what? Chodo Shad Yilatovis Neiros. One Boiker put to the Pasha of being made to the Neiros. Now, as in Pasha Shemois Lamed, that's where it says the Pasha of Hatovis HaNeiros, it says Baboike Baboike Betivus HaNeiros. It says two times Baboike there. Now we're putting a third boiker onto that Tavos Chomesh Neiros. So, Chad Shadayin LaTavos Chomesh Neiros, the Lekad Meladam Atomid, that the Chomesh Neiros comes before you bring the Korban Atomid. Because the Korban Atomid so far only has one boiker, and you just put now, the Tavos Neiros has two boikers. And Shemais Lamed, there it says two times, Baboiker, Baboiker. And now we're putting a third Baboiker, Baboiker, a third one onto that Tavos Neiros. So the Atovas Neiros for sure comes before the Dam Atomid. Now, V'chad Shag L'Dam Atomid. Now, the extra Boiker that it says in the Pashas of Shnei Gzir Yetzim in Tzav, we're going to put that by the Korban Atomid. So what? Now it blives if it says two times the word Baboiker by the Korban Atomid. What's the difference? The Nekad Me L'Atov Shtei Neiros. That it should come before the Atovas of the Shtei Neiros. So what? Chad. So it's like this: Chad Shad Yilatovas Chomesh Neiros. One Baboike from Parshat Tzav, from the Gziratim, we put on to the Parshas of Shemois about the Chomesh Neiros. The Lekad Miladam Atomit, that it comes before. Why? Tohocha Tlosa Vocha Trei. Because in the Parshas of Atovas Neiros, it says already Baboike Baboike. It says two times, and now we're putting the third Baboike from the Parsha of Gziratim to the Parsha of. Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. Therefore, they have three. They come first. V'chad Shai L'dam Atomid. Then the Kadi L'tovas Shtei Neiros. Now, one Baboiker from the Shnei Gzir Yetzim, we're putting on to the Korban Atomid. Even though the Korban Atomid only says one time Baboiker, but now we have a second time Baboiker. What's the difference? It has two times. That Af Agav the Hochat Shrei. V'ochotrei, as if to say that Dama Tomer has two times Baboiker. The Hatovas Shteineris also has two times Baboiker Baboiker. As we're only putting the third Boiker by the first Hatovas and Neris, by the Hatovas of the five Neris. That has five, that has three, so that for sure comes first. Now the question is, the Dama Tomid, the Korban Tomid, and the Hatovas Shteineris, they both have two Baboiker Baboikers. So how do we know to say that Dama Tomid comes before the Hatovas Shteineris? Something more says, Afagav the Hochetrei. For Yochetrei, even though both of them have two. There's two Baboike Baboike for the Dama Tomid. There's two Baboike Baboike for their Shteineros. How do we know which one comes first? The Gemara says, Mechaper Odif. It's a svar that the Korban HaTomid, which is coming to be Mechaper, that comes first. So therefore, after the Atovas Chomish Neiros, we do the Korban HaTomid, the Shchit and the Zrikon, and then we go to finish off the last two Neiros. The Rashi says, Baboike Baboike the Shnei Gzirin. The Light Sarek, we don't need it. The Omron Machshir Odif. We said already before that the Machshir is Odif. That's why the Shnei Gziratzim comes before the Dishim is Be'er HaPnimi. So even without the words Baboike Baboike, we know Shnei Gziratzim comes first. Because it's a Machshir. It makes the Marocha able to be burning, to use it, or to bring the coals into the Keteris. So that's as far as that comes first. So the word Baboike Baboike is extra. If you don't need these words here, put it for another Parsha. So it comes out to Hochot Los of Ochotrei. Hochot Los of Atovis Neiros Ksiv Baboike Baboike. Vaide Shadinin Olechad Hot Losa. Now we're adding one more. Comes out to be three. Ovatomic Ksiv Esakevis Vechotasa Baboike. It only says one time. Vaide Shadinin Olech Kod Yomachad Shadal Ladam Atomid. We're adding one more. As if to say now we have two for the Dam Atomid. Now Afagav Dochotrei Vochotrei. Hani mechapri shoyla mechaperus al esei v'yaloisa seshenitul gasei hakama bepirkin. So even though the fixing up of the last two neiros and the dama tomid both have two baboike baboikes, so it's a, how do you know which one comes first? That the Gemara says it's a svaron, the mechaper comes first, since the korban atomid is being mechaper, that comes before the atavos of the last neiros, last two neiros. Omaleir, so that's good to say there of Abaya. That first comes the Chomesh Neiros, then comes the Dama Tomid, then comes the Shtei Neiros. O Malei Rav Popol Abaya, V'yema, why don't you say like this? Chad Shad Yildish Mizbech HaPnimi. You have true, there are two extra Baboike Baboikes by the Shnei Gziratzim. In Parashat Tzav, it says an extra two times. So why don't you put one Baboike to the Parash of the Dish Mizbech HaPnimi, to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi? What does that mean? The nekad me la dama tomid, that it should come before the dama tomid. Why? To hochot los of ochotrei, as if to say the dishim is bech apnimi is going to have three, and the dama tomid only has two. So mele that should come first, and v'chad shad lo dama tomid, and one baboiker add on to the dama tomid, to the korban atomid, to nekad him la tovus chomish neris. As if to say the Korban HaTomid now should even come before the Atovish Chomish Neiros. In other words, the Dishim is Be'er HaPnimi, that comes first. Like that we know anyway. That's what we hold like that. That the Dishim is Be'er HaPnimi comes before. But we're saying now maybe use the extra Baboiker for the Dishim is Be'er HaPnimi. And the second extra Baboiker used for the Dama Tomid. So you have no extra Baboikers for the Hatovish Chomish Neiros. So therefore it comes out the Korban HaTomid has two times as if Baboiker Baboiker. And the Chatovas Chomish Neiros also has two times Baboike Baboike. So maybe it's a svara that the Korban HaTomid should come before the Neiros. Why? Someone says, Diaf Agav, Tochotrei Vochotrei, even though both of them like only have two times Baboike Baboike, you're adding an extra Boike to the Korban HaTomid. So as if it says now two times Baboike Baboike. But the Atovas Chomish Neiros in Pasha Tzav, in Pasha Shemais Lamid, also says two times Baboike Baboike. So how do we know which one comes first? Like, why do you want to say the Korban HaTomid maybe should come before even the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, even cleaning out the first five Neiros? So Gemara says, why? Mechaper Odif, because the Svara, the Korban HaTomid, should come first. Because since that's a Mechaper, you're bringing Korbanus, it's a Korban Oilom, it's Mechaper on Essay and Leisafah and Itzav Yasei, so that's a Svara, the Korban HaTomid maybe comes before even the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. That's a kasha. How does Abaye know to say that first comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, then comes the Dama Tomid? Maybe no. Maybe first comes the Dama Tomid, and then comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. for the Gemarim came, if so, Afsuke b'mayim afsaktoluhu. What are you going to divide in between the Hatovas Haneris? Like we know, that's halachom. You have to first do five, and then you do two. And there has to be something in between them. So if you're going to tell me now that the Dam HaTomid comes before the Neris, so you have no avodah to divide up the two, the Neris, between the first five and the last two. So therefore it's a svara that first comes the HaTovas Chomesh Neris. Then take care of the Korban HaTomid in between. And then do the HaTovas of the last two Neris. But if you're going to tell me the Dam HaTomid comes first, so then you have the Chomesh Neris and the Shnei Neris. What goes in between? To say the Keteris, Abaye now is going according to Abba Shoyal. That Abba Shoyal, Dashan will soon see later that the Keteris comes later. So if the Keteris would come later, and the Dam HaTomid comes before, so you have nothing to divide up in between the HaTovas and Eris. So Gemara says, Hanichel Resh Lakish, it's good according to Resh Lakish, this will not be a kashom. The Yomer, the Resh Lakish says, what's the reason, Amod Namaisa, that when you're fixing up the Neris, you have to divide, you have to stop after five Neris, stop, do something else, then do the last five. What do we have to stop in between for? So Resh Lakish is Svari is the Yomer. Loma Mativin v'chayzrim o Mativin. Why is there such a locha that first you have to fix up, clean out five Neris, and then later you go to fix up another two Neris? K'dei lahargish kol ha'azara. In order to make a tumult, to make noise in the Azara, as if to say, we're here, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Like it's nice that a lot of people should be in the Beis HaMikdash. So k'dei to divide up the avoidus near, that's the reason why we do it. Is a mela shapir, then everything is good. It's according to Resh Lakish, you don't badavka have to do an avoidah in between the two neris. It's tam an inyan. First clean out the first five neris, then stop, take a break, and come back and do the last two neris. But you taka don't have to have an avoidah in between. So according to Resh Lakish, he's asking a good kasha now. Maybe the Korban HaTomid came before the HaTovas HaNeris, and the Keteris came after the whole neris, and in between there was nothing. Maybe they just stopped, like Resh Lakish would hold. It's enough if you just stop, just to make a tumult there. The Rashi says, Shapir, Yesh Techolei Meyatzik B'neim, Lahamtin, just on wait in between cleaning the first five Neris and the last two Neris. Ben Elu L'Yelu, Lot says to go out, V'likonis, then come in again. V'lotei Avoide B'ntayim, you don't have to have an Avoide in between them. So according to Resh Lakish, he has a good kasha now. Elu L'Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomer, he says no. Ba'boiker, ba'boiker, the Pasuk says in Shemois Lamed, by their Tovas and Neris. Ba'boike ba'boike two times, hidashin means chokeyu lishnei bikorim. As if to divide it up, that we have two different avoides. There has to be an avoide in between them. Shrashel Rabbi Yechanan, to darsh ba'boike ba'boike, behetiv wasaneros, that means chokeyu lebeis neros lishnei bikorim. Elu yikadmu li avoide achas, that two, one of them, nurse five, has to come before an avoide, and some come after an avoide. Alma, we see, yesh avoide b'nayim. There has to be an avoide working between them. Volek, lemei masuku b'dishim esbech apnimi, then you can't answer. Let's do the dishin in between. Tiim came, demaktim atovas heneris l'dishin, hevelei mavra la mitzvahs. If you're going to tell me that first you'll do the neris, and then the dishim esbech apnimi, you'll be mavra la mitzvahs, like Resh Lakish said before. The avoid is suleka. Now do another avoider. There's nothing left in between lahakti mikoyimol asita b'nehim. Shekulas duras kana pia mikrois. Like you can't take any other avoider and put it in here. So mele according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's the raya. We can't hold your drasham. As we hold that first you do the atovas chamash neris, then you do the dam atomid, then you do the shnei neris. That's good according to Rabbi Yechanan. You have to have an avoider in between. The korban atomid is in between. But if you're going to tell me now, put the biker by the Korban HaTomid, to tell me that the Korban HaTomid comes before even the Chomesh Neris, so then it's a shver. You have nothing to put in between the first five Neris and the last two Neris. So that's why we say not like that. They would rather put the Korban HaTomid that was done in between the first five and the last two. Megalim. Omalei Ravina Ravashi. Hi, ba boiker, the eitzer mimi aser. So the whole gemara we're going now is that the two times it says ba boiker in sav by the xiri eitzim is extra. So therefore we're putting it by the atovas chamish neris. For the gemara is an extra. For mi boiler lagufa, we need it for itself. To koma rachmona nikad milamarocha shnia shekoteris. We needed to tell me that the shnei xiri eitzim comes before. Nikad ben Amrocha Shnei Shakoteris, that it comes before the second, it comes before the second Amrocha Shakoteris. Nikad me the Amrocha Shnei Shakoteris. Not again. I mean, Baboyka Baboyka has come to teach us that first you have to make the second Marocha for the Keteris, and then you go to the first Marocha and put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, like we had before. First you fix up the Marocha Gederlo, then you fix up the second Marocha for the Keteris, and then you go back to the first big Marocha and you put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So maybe we need Baboyka Baboyka to tell us this Gufa. Or Malays, the Gemara says no, for this we don't need a Pasik. V'lav mi yakim no olei, v'lo yachaverto. Before we dash in this differently, it says by the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, put it oleho. Ole means put it on this marocha, on the big marocha, and not on another marocha. Mashma, you already have two marochas. And the apostle says, put it on this one, not on that one. So therefore, from oleho we know that first you do the second marocha, and then you do the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So why does the apostle say, baboyker, baboyker? It's extra. To put it like we say now, on the hatovis, chomesh nevis. For the Gemara, Maishna diyoved atovas chomesh neiros bereisha. How come when you fix up the menorah, first you take care of five neiros? Never atovas shnei neiros bereisha. Why don't the beginning first want to take care of two, and then do the dam atomid, and then fix up the last five? Have the Gemara posh in svara. Kivon diyascho b'hu ovid ruba. Once you start to fix up the menorah, the svara right away go to fix up rive of the neiros. Therefore, fix up five of them. So Elamai, what we have to leave over something for later. That was a svar before Baboyka Baboyka. We divide up the Atavis Neiros. So true, some has to come first and some comes later. So say now, do Roiv at the beginning, do five first. Fred the Gemara better. Veneva Chis, why don't you do six Neiros at the beginning? If it's a svar to do as much as possible, so true, you have to leave over something for later. So leave over just one for later. But right now, do six at a time. After the Gemara, Makro, Pehetivu es ha-neiros, yaktirenu. V'yei neiros p'chusas mishtayim. Mashma, the second fixing up has to have neiros. Whenever you fix up the neiros, you have to go to at least fix up two at a time. So if you only leave over one, it's no good. The Bible says, Behetivu es ha-neiros. You have to fix up at least two at a time. So therefore, we have to leave over at least two neiros. So that's why first we have five at the svara, do rive at the beginning, and at the end we leave over two to mekayim the posig behetiv was aneiros. Vayte vianeiros pachas mishnayim. Pahatov ashtei neiros kodemus lekteiros. This was Abba Shoyl's, this was Abaye's svara, according to Abba Shoyl, that first you took care of all the neiros, you finished the shtei neiros, and then you went to do the kteiros. Not like the Rabbonin say. Now why does Abba Shoyl hold like this? The Yom HaKro, the posig says, behetiv was aneiros, Mashma, first fix up all the neiros, and then you go to bring the keteris. Uketeris le'evorim. Then Abba Shoyl said, after you bring the keteris, then you come back to the korban atomid to burn the pieces of meat. The Tanya will learn like this: Yukdam dover, make something come first. Shenema boy baboyker baboyker, ledover shloy nema boy ella boykerechut. Heis the neiros. Yeah, the Keteris comes first, because the Keteris says Baboyker, Baboyker. Therefore, the Keteris comes before burning of the Evorim. The Evorim only says one time Baboyker. Therefore, the Keteris that says Baboyker, Baboyker comes before the burning of the Evorim for the Korban Atomit. El Baboyker Echad, Bavad. The Evorim Lemincha. Now, after we burn the Evorim, the pieces of meat of the Korban Atomit, then we go to bring the Minchas Nesachim that came with the Korban Atomit. The Tanya we learned. Minayin shloye dover koidim l'tomet shachar. How do we know you don't bring anything before the tomet shachar? So Rashi says minayin shloye dover niten al marocha gedola koidim li'evri tatomid. How do we know there's nothing to be burnt on the big marocha before we burn the evorim of the korban atomid? In other words, the mincha there was the kemitza from the mincha, and the kemitza of the mincha you had to put on the marocha. So the question is now, what came first? Did they first burn the pieces of meat of the korban atomid, or did they first make the mincha and burn the mincha? So bring in a raya now that first you brought the evorim. Because we says here, how do we know? Shlo yedov koidim atomet shachar. How do we know that nothing was burnt on the marocha before they burnt the pieces of meat from the korban atomid? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, V'orach oleho ho'oila. V'yomar rovo ho'oila.